Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies. It's time for another podcast. And today our guest is Melissa Hilbig. And we're going to be talking about transition services and programming for high school students with an IEP. So, Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a transition specialist. I've been teaching since, 1997.
Awesome.
Special ed the whole time.
Okay.
Started out with San Diego City Schools. Took some time to be a mom. Came back and have been with Classical for 6 years now.
Wonderful. Boy, the time flies, doesn't it?
One year as an SAI at Studio Campus when you opened it.
Okay.
And then I've been doing transition for the last five.
Now, so for somebody who doesn't know what an SAI is, what is that?
A specialized academic instructor.
Okay.
So working with kids with disabilities in all different areas. I'm an itinerant who works at different campuses and helps students with special needs to be successful in the classroom.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So what is transition as it pertains to high school students with learning differences?
So transition is really focusing on the 16 to 22-year-olds, depending on how long a student is in high school. But basically, transition is helping get kids prepared for the future. So instead of just focusing on academics and what's happening in the classroom, we're mandated at 16 to add transition and a transition plan to their programming. So we're looking at their life skills, job skills. Are they prepared for work, career?
Okay.
And also post-secondary education. So what are they going to do for college? Are they going to go to college? Are they more suited for a trade or some kind of job coaching or something to help them to be productive and working in the...
And I'm guessing that takes on a different look and a different feel and really a different plan for every single student.
It does. It does. So we have students that are college bound that want to go to a four-year university and are geared that way from the get-go. We have other students that maybe aren't as successful in the classroom. So we want to really tap into what their interests are and help them to navigate what's out there and what supports are in place to get them to where they want to be.
And it could be maybe even mom and dad have not really breathed that into them, thinking that they are limited. However, our team really works with individuals to say, hey, this might be a possibility.
Right. And so I think what happens is working in the classroom has become so tedious for some students, and then ends up being overwhelming for some parents that it's hard to look past the classroom and into the future. And so the goal is just to get that diploma, or for some students, get that certificate of completion. So thinking outside the box on all those independent living skills and what's after high school is very overwhelming and for many scary.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us to take time to separate that out from the classroom and really focus in with them and work with families and with students on what they want to do and how we can help get them there.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's a really fun aspect of our job.
So how's the Classical Academies approached and actually structured services for three high school programs?
So it's interesting because each of our programs is very different. So we started out focusing at Studio, and as we've grown our other campuses, we've been able to grow our program. So we started out really just having myself as the transition specialist working at all three sites, working with all high school kids. So we have to have a transition plan in place when they turn 16. We started doing that at freshman year.
Oh, okay.
So freshman year, we started focusing on, do you understand what your disability is? How do we help you to advocate for yourself in the classroom? So we started really focusing at a younger age, if the parents consent, to digging deeper at an earlier age to help build some skills that are going to be life skills that they need. So understanding their transcripts. Some students have never looked at a transcript before. So taking time to look at a transcript. So we put in place a whole curriculum and developed it and worked with other charter schools.
Okay.
There's only one other charter school that's in our position that has a really clearly established transition program.
Okay.
And our director, Corey Coffey, was able to connect, and we went there and we met with them. We also met with San Diego City Schools, and we just really dug deep and took the time to really create a comprehensive curriculum.
What this can look like, and
drawing
from a lot of different sources, and that's awesome.
Yeah, so we were able to just really come up with a really well-rounded curriculum, and over the last years, we just keep adding and morphing and developing and implementing And it's changed over time as we've added a transition partnership program. So now, instead of serving all the students, I'm serving the students that are in this transition partnership program. And then our specialized academic instructors that we talked about are able to do curriculum with all the other students. So if a student's in the transition partnership program, they're working directly with me. If not, they have their specialized academic instructor who's implementing all these lessons we've developed. So at all four or all three high school campuses, we're implementing transition across the board.
Interesting. So you mentioned studios. So for those of you who are listening who may not be familiar with the classical academies, our high school is structured on our studio program. Kids are on campus for 4 days a week. And then we have our personalized learning campus. And kids, I think, are on campus
3 days a week.
3 days a week. And then we have our coastal campus where kids are on campus for 4 days a week as well. But it's a different learning platform that we actually use at that high school. So
correct.
Which is interesting. But once again, our teams are working individually with students on those different campuses to make sure that they're connecting with whatever platform is available and whatever program we're offering and trying to find the best success for each of those kids, which is awesome.
And it's not always a special service. So, you know, we're working in collaboration with our counselors at each of those campuses.
Okay.
So, you know, the development phase of getting all the transition stuff in place isn't, you know, and our whole goal is to have these kids to be working with all students. So there's no reason to be pulled apart or separated. It's
sure. It's
working and partnering with our whole team. So, you know, we, for example, this week at the studio campus, they'll have a career day. They're also doing the same thing at the personalized learning center. So all of our campuses have these activities that benefit all students.
Mm-hmm.
But with our students, it's taking time to just dig a little deeper and talk through it and debrief and really match personality awareness with job interest. And then how did that experience go when you were listening to that speaker? How are
right.
you maybe suited for that or not suited for that? So mm-hmm. taking time to go a little bit deeper into those
well,
topics.
I love what you just said is the fact that we're not separating kids. We're actually looking at everybody as the whole, everybody that's here together. Let's all go to this together. Let's participate in this together. And then really, you guys are coming alongside to make sure that there are those connection points and kids are understanding.
Yeah, another example of that is we're going to be taking students, our two studio counselors, have connected a day at Palomar campus. So they take all the seniors that are going to be attending there and they take them and they make sure that they meet staff.
Okay.
They go to a workshop on campus where they do a career workshop. They tour the campus. So for our students, they go alongside and do all of that. And at the end, I will walk them or some of our other teachers will walk them over to the Disability Resource Center. So we're doing the same thing, but we're adding one additional layer is making sure that they're connected. So if they need accommodations in college, we have them all set up and established. So they go in with the documentation they need,
perfect.
They make an appointment, and they've got that next step all ready to go. So they've got all the supports in place to walk alongside them
mm-hmm.
and then let them go. So
beautiful.
Yeah, it adds in a layer that's really, it's really benefits our students.
So what is the Transition Partnership Program?
So the Transition Partnership Program is something that we're really fortunate to have. We worked through a program called Green Dot in LA County.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of Green Dot?
I've heard of the Green Dot schools, yes.
Yeah, so Green Dot schools is another charter. So Green Dot shared their program, and we worked with them to understand what a Transition Partnership Program is. And that's in partnership with the Department of Rehabilitation.
Okay.
So people are confused when they hear Department of Rehabilitation. They hear the word rehabilitation and they get a little thrown off.
Drugs, alcohol,
correct.
Prison.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, what does rehabilitation mean?
Yes.
Right.
And so it's and even the counselors at Department of Rehabilitation don't like the name. You know, when we talk about it, they say it doesn't truly encapsulate what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the job there is for individuals with disabilities to get tapped in to careers and employment.
Awesome.
So
okay.
The Department of Rehabilitation has really expanded their program over the last, oh gosh, I'm not even sure how many years, but in the last 10 years,
okay.
There's been new government programs that have been put in place. I think it was through Obama. It's called the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act.
Oh, okay.
So that really took 16 to 22-year-olds with disabilities and set a lot of government money to help these students to be employable. So we stepped in at a perfect time. The Classical Academies was able to partner with DOR
okay.
to get things in place, to get money, to fund programs so that we can help partner and work together to get our students employed.
That's awesome.
So Department of Rehab not only works with us through the TPP, they fund that and help fund that program and partner with us, but they also give us connections to opportunities. They take a bridge from high school to college. So if our students want to get resources through Department of Rehabilitation, they take them and have a plan for employment. So this plan for employment, instead of in high school, you have an IEP. Mm-hmm. It's an individualized education plan. When they go to Department of Rehab, they have a confusing term, IPE, individual plan for employment.
Oh, okay.
Individual plan for employment.
What would our lives be without acronyms?
I know. And it's crazy. these poor families and students. So the IPE actually can help fund college education. So if a student comes in and says, I really want to go to Palomar. My goal is to become, I have one student right now who wants to be an archaeologist. So if he goes in there and he works with them, they can help come up with a plan so he can have a job as an archaeologist. But part of that would be training. So Palomar has a program, a certificate program. So if he isn't able to use Palomar Promise funding, which is most people know is 2 years for free.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. If for some reason, maybe he can't take 12 credits or... there's different circumstances, then Department of Rehab will pick up the funding for him. So Department of Rehab will then pay for his education. So either way, he's supported with the cost of education, transportation, books. So if it's in his plan for employment, they will help fund that. So we have students that are having great outcomes. We have a student that went to, I believe it's Orange Coast College in Orange County, and he wants to be a psychologist, and Department of Rehab has helped funding his program there.
Amazing. So what does the future look like for transition planning and services as we continue to grow and do amazing things for students, really with special needs? Really, what's next?
So what's next is expanding that contract. So that's one of our biggest things we have in place is getting that contract so that we have more intensive services for students that choose to use them as they get closer to graduation. So, you know, our specialized academics instructors do a great job, but their time is limited because of curriculum demands.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to make sure our kids get diplomas, that they have success in high school. So the time we get to spend on transition is harder to meet those times. So as we expand the contract, that gives us more hands on deck to get a little more intensive and to really make sure that we are meeting students where they're at, we're partnering with their families, and we're getting them prepared for the future. So we're hopeful that's going to expand. It sounds like we're going to have the go-ahead on that.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Exactly.
And we are the first charter school in California to have a TPP.
Wonderful.
So that is our own LEA. So I'm not sure if everyone knows what that means, but it's a pretty big thing to be the first program that has a TPP. So
as we brought that on, did we require new education or new professional learning for our team members doing this? Did we have to do some stuff ourselves?
We were ahead of the game by designating a transition, you know, specialist to take the role. But it has been more training for our staff, but just through me or through Corey Coffey. So we've been able to get out there and get our staff members more training and more curriculum and more materials and more intensive, I would say just information to parents and teachers so that we can make sure they know what's out there and what steps.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. So as the future goes forward, I think we're just continuing to grow and we're continuing to enrich our programs. So we're just going to have more and more success to share.
So how can parents stay informed, even learn more, and partner with our team in regards to transition services?
I think that's an important thing to know is that the parents do have access to that Padlet and that they do get those newsletters. I know we all get bombarded with emails in life.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Absolutely.
We have our own businesses.
I send a lot myself.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. So I think when parents see that they've got one of those newsletters in there or they see the link to that Padlet, it's really important to just take time to look at that. There's so many exciting opportunities coming up. You know, like I said, we're taking those kids and bridging the gap as they go to college. We have a career fair coming up in May for students that they can attend in Oceanside.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right next to the campus at Coastal High. There's just a lot of opportunities. There's a big transition fair coming up in San Marcos at the North County Center for special education. So they have a big transition conference where they have different stakeholders in the area come to help parents see what's out there, which can be even it's the families that have students with intellectual disabilities or, you know, need more services. There's all kinds of networking that can be done at that event. So there's a lot of things that we get out there to parents. So it's just important that they take the time to read them.
Sure.
And if they have questions, they can always reach out to myself, to Corey Coffey, to their specialized academic instructor. They can visit the Padlet. So we are very accessible and are passionate about the future for our kids. So we're very accessible.
Love that. Yeah. What do you love most about your job?
I love my students. I just love seeing their success. I love celebrating it with them. Mm-hmm. I love doing resumes and they think they have no skills. And when you sit down and talk about strengths and weaknesses, how much they shine when they talk about their strengths and things that they don't realize because they've spent so much time, a lot of them just trying to pass classes. And so
working on the deficits.
Yes.
Not stopping to celebrate really all the gifts they have.
Yeah. And when you talk about these strengths and you put them on paper, even, you know, through a resume, or we do so many activities where we're looking at employability skills and transferable skills and soft skills. And so when we talk about those and make them realize that just because some of those skills might be needed to pass a class,
sure,
that's not necessarily what they need to be a strong work, somebody in the workplace, a strong worker.
Right.
So as we talk about those things and highlight them, seeing them kind of come to light and having parents, you know, reach out and say, hey, so-and-so just enjoyed their meeting last week and is really motivated to look for a job now. And, you know, just working through those things with the kids, it's super empowering. And it's in having kids stay in touch after they leave. We have families that call with problems and say, hey, we're at Palomar and this is happening. I love that we have that connection and that partnership and that it stays with you. I have students from 3 years ago that are still in touch. So I love that. I love that the partnership doesn't end.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, Melissa, thank you for your time today and explain to us what really a transition program is and how we have that transition partnership program in place. And we're doing great things for kids. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.